This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com. This week, August 12th to the 16th, a number of items, and it looks like, actually, a cursory look here. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to go through the list officially. But a cursory look at this, Michael, would have us believe that there is a shakeup going on in the world. Things are different.
The world is shaking like a leaf.
Unbelievable.
It really is. There's nothing funny about it either. It's real serious stuff. You have to laugh to keep from crying. But if you laugh too much, you'll be accused of political incorrectness.
Well, unless you look at a picture of Arlo Guthrie from the Woodstock 50th.
I went out to Alice's church about 25 years ago.
Right.
And interviewed him. Out in the Berkshires.
Yep.
And what a
Western
guy.
Mass.
What a guy. Hey, the New York State freeway's closed, man.
That's right. Right. Yeah, Ian and Willie Nelson, I think, have about the same grass consumption. Do they not?
I am. Well, you're the person who knows about the consumption of grass being.
No, I don't.
Farmer.
I just am
a dairy farmer. Grass, dairy eating farmer. Cows. I'm not
grass.
Talking
that's
about,
it, right? Yes.
I'm not talking about wacky weed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So would you
I don't
like
know
to...
about that stuff. No, I'm on strike. No, let's do it.
You know, you aren't going to do this.
Number
no more
10.
Stories?
Number 10. The O.J. Simpson murder trial. Wait, wrong list. Okay, here we go. Number 10.
That's not.
I'm a hoarder. I'm a hoarder. I have this room with every list we've done all the way back to 1990. All right. Here's the current one, fresh off of the printer. Number 10. CBS Viacom merger tied with Woodstock's 50th. Anniversary tied with the Todd and Julie Chrisley scandal. At number 9, we have the mysterious Russian explosion tied with the U.S.-Iran tensions. I suspect that mysterious Russian explosion might move up. I hope it doesn't. At number 8, the Chris Cuomo-Frito incident tied with Representative Stephen King's crazy remarks.
I
don't even know what the hell he was saying. Yeah. At number
King?
7,
did you see that? Oh my God!
Well, of course, you know.
Oof, he's out. He has to be out.
I don't know.
Anyway.
At number seven, we have the 2020 presidential race. We have media bias, and we have the New York Times headline shakeup, all at number 7. At number 6, race relations and immigration reform. Those are two big umbrella topics that will never go away, unfortunately. At number 5, we have calls for increased gun control, which results from number 4, El Paso, Dayton shooting still up there at the top half of the top 10, and that Philadelphia shootout that put a nice exclamation point on it this week and had the entire city of Philadelphia and out of breath and all crazed. Yeah. Terrible. At number 3, the stock market and economic fears. At number 2, U.S.-China trade war and the Hong Kong protests. And at number 1, still being talked about but was intense for the first few days of this week, the Jeffrey Epstein death. The people on the survey, at number 10, Viacom's or CBS's are now both Shari Redstone. She seems to be the winner after years of all kinds of corporate skullduggery. At number 9, Todd and Julie Chrisley. I personally don't know who the hell they are, but
I'll tell you that story. Yeah.
At number 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and the aforementioned Steve King, not to be confused with the horror story writer. And this guy has his own horror story. At number 6, we have New York Times editor Dean Baquet, Jonathan Weissman, another editor who was demoted, and Chris Cuomo, who was in a really uncomfortable situation indeed. At number 5, Joe Biden. Elizabeth
of his Warren. Own creation.
Well, he could have been cooler. He could have been cooler. Yeah, he lost it. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. At number 3, Bill and Hill. At number 2, Jeffrey Epstein. Number 1, Donald Trump. I can't believe all of this stuff All of this you-know-what is packed in a 100 pounds of you-know-what packed in a 10-pound bag. That's what we have faced in the media.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? I mean, you're a man who deals with manure.
I am.
It's 100 pounds of manure in a 10-pound sack.
Well, the problem is there's more and more manure around because there is this propensity to throw lots of things out. We have a lot of waste, if you will, in conversation, a lot of waste in our lives, and it's just piling up. And, yeah, a lot of manure. Manure is waste. It's fecal matter from cows.
You're getting a little too graphic here.
Okay. What it's based on, Michael, is a lot of fear-based thinking. Oh, yeah. I would like to, from your perspective, as an intelligent observer of what's going on, mankind, if you will, overcoming your fears, especially people who are in this business, our brethren, who are radio and talk hosts, radio and television talk hosts, talk people, many of them have very thin skins. I'm sure you've noticed, I don't know whether you've ever thought about it or talked about it
before. I think about it all the time. Are you kidding me? Thin skins.
Yeah. They don't want to be criticized, and maybe that's true of politicians as well.
Yeah,
and
that's where the beings.
You think, in general?
I think for the most part, we have thin skin, and we have various levels of it. But even those of us who are... Because if you get to the point where you're so tough that you don't have thin skin, you're really not feeling it, you're not human. It's just a matter of how much you can take. And I find that there's a ratio that sometimes the ones that dish it out the most are the ones that are not able to take it. There seems bullies can't take it. It's interesting how that works. Some of the thinnest skinned people are people who don't have empathy for others and love to dish it out.
That's because that comes out of the same church or study as the people who are homophobes, people who don't like or are afraid of folks who have a different sexual interest than they do. And I find often that those people who have those phobias are from that. They're inclined to be different sexually as well, but they don't want to. They're afraid to deal with it, so they then
become projection. Quite often we're quick to point out and hate in others things that we see in ourselves, and quite often you can tell the psychological makeup of a person by whom they criticize and how they go about criticizing them. They're really revealing their own internal conversation about their faults and their own weaknesses.
Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, it's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
I think at least half to 75%. I'm pulling those numbers out of the air just to make a point of homophobes, people that are devoutly anti-homosexual or gay, are really dealing with their own gayness and their own situation.
Yeah.
Because if a person is confident in their sexual orientation or happy with who they are, they're not about to hate somebody else's, wiring.
And why is it that people make fun of... the best example I can think of at the moment, I'm not I shouldn't say obviously, because it may not be obvious to some. I don't like Vladimir Putin. Puking Putin, bad Vlad. But a lot of people like to whisper, he's a gay guy. He's a homosexual. And what that does for... What does that do? I don't know whether he is or he isn't. Frankly, I have very low... I'm told by my friends who are gay, I have very low, very bad gaydar.
It's hard for me to tell. I haven't dated him since we were in middle school. So... But no. I mean, you're right.
I thought that was Benjamin Netanyahu that you dated when you were in.
I don't even talk about that. Okay. But I mean, the story about Abraham Lincoln was gay. Well, Pete Buttigieg said
he was.
There are theories that Abe Lincoln had, but you see, in those days, men that were friends would sleep in the same bed because it was hard to keep a house warm.
Was that why he wore that big top hat, though? Maybe that was the giveaway.
I don't know. They wore that top hat all the way to the modern times. I think Kennedy was the one that got rid of the top hat. But it's back to the original point. It's not just gay. Let's not turn this into a gay discussion. People who are distrustful of people in business are really telling you that you can't trust them. They project on others what they consider to be the default position
of the
human.
People who don't trust you are not to be trusted themselves.
Because they see the world through the lens of their own weaknesses, their own faults.
Yeah.
So if I can't be trusted, how can I trust anybody else? Because I know I'm not trustworthy. But if you believe that you're trustworthy, you have more of an optimistic view of other people. The fact is that most all of this stuff that we deal with in the human conversation comes down to your own mindset, who you are and how you feel. What's going on in the world is really always the same. There are the same risks. There are the same possible failures. There are the same dangers. It's how, back to thin skin, how much risk can you take? How fearful are you of the unknown? You mentioned before fear. Fear is the spawning ground of hate. Hate is not the opposite of love. Hate is the result of fear. The opposite of love is indifference, not caring.
That's pretty profound, Michael.
I don't know. I didn't make that
pretty
up.
Good.
I read it in a pamphlet somebody handed me this morning on the way to work.
Okay, I'll remember that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we discuss some of the interesting people and stories of the week. I want to get to Todd and Julie Crisley in a matter of moments. The countdown continues right now. I want to help you whiten up your teeth. Let's have a smile, big smile. Those of you who have interest in other people, they're looking at you and thinking, ew, I don't want to hang around with that person. She or he's got ugly yellow teeth. Maybe you missed getting a job because the prospective boss looked at you and said, ugh, you got ugly yellow teeth. If you, I'm making myself pretty clear here, I think, if you've got ugly yellow teeth, you probably are well served to do something about it. Best way to fix it is to go the all-natural route of Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically tested and proven to whiten your teeth at least two shades. Takes a couple of minutes. You do it a couple of times a week, and before you know it, presto mundo, you've got white teeth. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel better about yourself. Stop smoking the pot. Start smoking. Just don't do things that are bad for you. Even though drinking wine may be good for some people, coffee, tea, that stains your teeth. Let's deal with all of that in one simple fashion. Call 800-208-1797 and just sign up for the Power Swabs deal. Use the DJV card to get Power Swabs at 50% off the retail cost. That's a big deal. And your teeth are better. That's a big deal, too. That white smile, big deal. Get it by calling 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop.
When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are at 23 and change after the hour. You want to listen to a podcast of this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.com is the place to go. You can pick up on all of Michael's quips and concerns, his overview of the stories, the people, every single week. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael. The Todd and Julie Crisley story is part of number 10 on the story list, and you said you didn't know much about them.
No,
frankly, I don't think a lot of people knew much about them, but as you know, I do a program during the week called the DJB Show, and I'm on the air with three lovely ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, and apparently I'm not in the know, and neither are you. They have a reality television program, or had. I don't know, Kara, whether that's past or present, but they've gone to jail this week because they screwed the government, tax evasion, all kinds of weird things that come, and they're right-wing, sort of Christian-loving people, and they love each other, except he's gay, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's all...
Really?
Oh, it's a mess. But
doesn't it being a mess make it successful?
Grab a one.
and now that they're in jail, I mean, they could even have more success, as long as
right.
they like each other. If they turn on each other, then it falls apart.
Right. I think they should... I hope they're in the same jail cell where Jeffrey Epstein was when he didn't get hung. What do you think?
That'd be hanged.
Hanged. He didn't get hanged?
Right.
Yeah. Hung implies something else.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's number one story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Epstein's death. What's your read on this? Was he offed or did he off himself? Come on, Mike.
I personally don't know. So I have to say that. I don't know what happened.
No, you don't.
My personal thoughts, I think there's something. There was hanky-panky there.
Hanky-panky.
I don't know who did it. I don't know how they did it. I don't know whether they faked it to look like he died by suicide. But I don't think guys like that who are as narcissistic as this man was would take his own life that way. So therefore, this is just my own personal opinion. It's not even my personal opinion. My personal suspicion. I don't really have an opinion because I'm not wired to have an opinion. If I don't know something, I'm wired to try to find out the facts. And right now, they're just coming out. But I do not think he said, oh, I can't take this. I'm going to kill myself. I just that it doesn't strike me as the kind of guy, not that I knew him that well.
Well,
I haven't dated him since junior high school either.
No, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So you haven't been into his apartment in New York because if you had been, the first thing you see when you open the front door is a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress with red high heels.
That's I can't even.
But it wasn't that blue. I've seen renderings of it. I haven't seen I haven't been to his apartment, but I've seen.
Doesn't that make you wonder? Doesn't that make you wonder about just how perverted and downright nasty some of these powerful people that run the world are?
It's exhausting.
I mean, how? I've often
back to Putin. Putin being gay.
Putin being gay is minor to the president of the United States wearing a dress. Oh my heaven forbid! No, but the fact of the matter, in all seriousness, I have often said, why do people identify with and feel sorry for and treat in their minds these world leaders like they're just your friend next door when you don't get to that point unless you're wired differently than the average human being? These people are capable of pressing buttons that cause people to die.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they make decisions that lead to collateral death. They are not
like a movie.
Fuzzy souls, you know. Yeah. They're weirdos.
Well, they get to these positions. I mean, think about how normal is Trump? How normal was Clinton? How normal are most of these people? When you get right down to it, what will propel you to want to be the president of the United States, other than being lusting for power and control? And that in itself is kind of weird. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past the hour.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again,
would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that subjects you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, a Muslim Democratic congresswoman from Michigan, is going to be allowed to visit Israel after all, as she was planning to on Sunday. Officials there have decided to let her enter the West Bank on humanitarian grounds one day after Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, had said she and fellow Democratic congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota would not be allowed to visit. Retired NASCAR superstar Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family survive a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee. The sheriff there says the plane burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway.
The nose of the plane and the door were intact. Beyond that, it's pretty much destroyed.
A coroner says the gunman in the shootings in Dayton that left 9 people dead was on cocaine at the time. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Michael, back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Give me a moment. I'm out walking your dog.
Are you really?
Yeah. Somebody had to walk the poor thing.
One day. Yes.
See, I take the bullet for you. Shouldn't use that word on the air, but I take the bullet for you for walking in, for sauntering. You see, there's a term from the old days.
Sauntering.
You sauntered into the studio with like 1 second left. I was getting ready to be the announcer.
I was hoping you'd just take it over.
Oh, yeah, great. Hour off.
I don't have enough to do in my life.
Because we are the same person, in case you haven't noticed that. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we spent some time with Todd and Julie Christie.
Julie Christie was a great actress back when I was, before I was born.
Uh-huh. So I was, let me just go back to Jeffrey Epstein for a minute. Epstein. The guards that fell asleep, supposedly. Does this become part of the conspiratorial thing? They were told to take a nap while whoever got in there. You got to wonder, if El Chapo can get out of some of these maximum security prisons, how maximum can the security be? And in this circumstance, you look at the same thing. Come on. Because the whole penal system, that's where I go with this. I don't give a damn about Epstein, whether he's dead or alive. I feel badly for the victims, and I hope they go to his, I hope that they somehow or other get a hold of whatever his assets were from his estate and they get some recompense. But let's go deeper into this and actually think about the kinds of, we were talking about people, the kinds of people that are around these days, but the systems that we have, the penal system, it's a joke. Look at what happened. Most of the people who are hardcore criminals, they go to jail because they did something wrong. They come out and they're more hardcore than they were when they went in.
Well, there's two basic schools of thought in the penal system. One is that prisons are there for punishment and to keep dangerous people off the street. And the other school of thought is that they're there for rehabilitation, to turn criminals into good citizens. And there's a big gap between those two schools of thought. It's actually three schools of thought. One, to keep them off the streets. Who cares about them? The second is to punish them, make it rough so that people don't want to break the law. And the other one, as I said, is where you can find a trade, you know, become the Birdman of Alcatraz and suddenly be a great human being after being a killer.
Well, I
love that old story.
Yeah, okay, that's a good story. What do you make of Elizabeth Warren being tied now for first place in the Democratic ratings? It would seem, I guess it depends on which poll you're looking at. But when you consider Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren tied over Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, she thought she was going to be the queen of this, but looks like Elizabeth Warren could be the queen instead. What do you think?
I think that Elizabeth Warren could be the queen. I think that Elizabeth Warren is a very effective politician. Doesn't mean I endorse her. Doesn't mean I like her. But I do think that she's been doing a hell of a campaign, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. Bernie Sanders, I think he's 4 years too late. I think he played his cards, and I think he did very well, but I think the train has left the station.
See you later,
Joe Biden is just going to fade. Or he's not. I don't think Joe Biden has what it takes to pull this off, but that's just my personal opinion. It might take a guy like Joe Biden to provide a safe alternative to Trump for those that can't bear the thought of Trump.
Right, and can't bear the thought of somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who is I'm off the reservation, pardon the pun, because he's brought back Pocahontas again. Did you notice that?
I think the Pocahontas. If I were Elizabeth Warren, I would call myself Pocahontas and shove it in his face. That I think is irrelevant. What I think is the problem for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and some of the other candidates is the way Trump is successfully painting them as being dangerous socialists. I think that they have got to get a grip on this tarring
they
of
can't. Them. They can't get together because there's too many fractionalized units here in the party. And those women represent a group, whether you like them or you don't. I mean, look at all the attention, though, that they're getting. These ladies trying to get into Israel.
That is a real worrisome situation.
Palestine.
In
what way?
That Trump, I don't think Netanyahu should have banned those two squadsters from coming to Israel. That was not a good move on his part. And Trump obviously twisted his arm.
Yeah, and, I think you're right about
not
that.
Good. Not good. Yeah. Israel, beneath the, I'm not that big a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but she said it's beneath the dignity of Israel to do it and beneath the office of the presidency, and I agree with her on both counts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do too. Yeah. You know, one of the things that comes up, I get mail, and you do too every week, a little bit observational mail from people listening to stations around the country. They carry the talk radio countdown show. One of the questions that we might ponder, we call this the review of news talk radio.
Right.
And there are some stations that we review or listen to. For example, New Jersey 101 is a talk station during the week. We were just talking about the splintering of the political parties, but the splintering of formats. There are spoken word formatically driven stations that do just news. They are the news stations. And then there are other stations that call themselves the news stations that have news and talk. And then there are some stations that just have talk and no news. So what is there? Is it necessarily, do you think, when you look at the successful stations that you review every week, all news stations, you have to be all news all the time to be successful, or all talk all the time in order to succeed?
I'm not sure what your question is. My answer, though, is...
The question is, do we have to just do one thing in order to be successful, or can...
No. There are many different things that are successful. I mean, and that's what a marketplace is broken down into. You position yourself for your share of the pie. And in every industry, they've got different takes on something. Whether it's the color of the car or the brand, or whether it's Coke or Pepsi, there's different ways of approaching things so as to be able to find a targetable market and to sell your product. So there's room on the radio dial for all news stations, for sports stations, for news talk, for public radio, for all kinds of stuff. As a matter of fact, as somewhat of an influencer in the broadcasting industry, my biggest complaint with the business is it doesn't take the opportunity to explore all of its options. There can be so many successful formats in radio that are not being done today.
Yeah,
there's no reason for there to be five sports stations in one city, you know?
Uncreative, and I think that's the part of our problem. We're so uncreative with what is considered...
Well, that's because it's corporatized. That's because it's become extremely corporatized, and corporations only think about the quarter they're in and pleasing the stockholders, and they're very, very adverse to any kind of risk. Risk is not looked at as a virtue in today's Wall Street-driven corporate world. Risk or community service are looked at as weaknesses. And the radio business is not a business based upon any kind of stability or given. You have to take risks to move forward, and they don't want to do that, and that's why there have been really no new radio formats of any consequence in years. Years.
And are we withering on the vine because of that? AM radio was saved by the likes of Rush Limbaugh and other talkers. AM radio is going into the tank.
And Rush Limbaugh, because on over 30 years. Saved by a guy who's been on the air for over 30 years. Nothing against Rush, but there's got to be something new. They've already given up their franchise on music. Music radio will never come back the way it was.
I'm sure AM radio?
On FM radios, on any radios. What the hell is a radio? I mean, to the person, I'm hearing this comment to you, the person listening to me. What are you listening on right now? Are you listening on a radio, or are you listening on some kind of a computer
device
that you think of as a radio, on a device? The only place I think people listen to radio anymore, to radios, are in cars. And that's changing rapidly now.
Yep.
The very appliance is an issue. But that being said, there are still millions and millions of people listening to the programming that we call radio. It's still viable. It's still important. And I do believe that audio media with a lot of flair, which is what radio is, programs, shows, will be around for a long time to come. It just is going through a revision of how it does business and how
it's all about change. Some people reject it, some people embrace it, but it is about change. Things change. I remember when WINS was the best station, biggest listen. They had like 19 million people listening every quarter hour, some crazy number. Think about New York or Philadelphia, when I worked on KMOX in St. Louis, you might as well have shut off all the other radio stations in town. Nobody listened to anything else. And that was in the 80s. Now, are other people listening to other things? Absolutely. I mean, you could say that when we were growing up as kids, there was a station, a dominant station, in pretty much every city. And the rest of the stations were lucky to get Drek. You know, there were all kinds. Los Angeles, KHJ. Nobody listened to anything but KHJ when we were kids, right?
Right.
Think about it. Boston, in Los Angeles.
Or WRKO.
Yeah.
WBZ was for the older folks. WRKO was for the teenagers.
Well,
KHJ was for the teenagers, and KFWB was for the older folks. But this goes on in every industry.
Yeah.
You know, in every
pretty
industry.
Pretty amazing. All right, we're going to pause for a second so that I can help you feel better fast. Joint Formula 14 is a new natural product from a company called Sierracil, located in the Sierra Nevadas out in Reno. That's where they are. They've come up with a game-changing formula. If you are somebody who lives with aches and pains, and who among us doesn't have an ache here, a pain there, and you get annoyed by it, you get used to it, and you live with it. But yet, if you think about what it does, when you have pain, this is something a lot of people don't think about. If you favor that part of your body, like if your shoulder aches, you favor it so your other shoulder is higher than the one that aches. Same with your legs. If you have an ankle that bothers you, you'll notice that your legs, the muscles on your legs, are not as big anymore on the side where the ankle's bothering you. So you got to do something if you want to have a sort of a body that is going to serve you as you grow older. Here's the story. Sierracil came up with this natural formula that'll work in 14 days. They want you to try it. 50% off. Use the DJV code. Go to their website, achefree.live. Achefree.live. Don't live with the aches and the pains. Come on, get rid of them. You can either go online or you can talk to somebody who's pretty good at explaining how it works, and you can order by calling 877-743-7720. Get the straight scoop. Get the straight story. Find out how you can feel better in 14 days or your money back. Go to achefree.live now. That's achefree.live.
I'm Andy Solomon. Through their second Changemaker Challenge, T-Mobile and the T-Mobile Foundation are seeking young visionaries who have big ideas. I'm here with Janice Kapner, EVP of Communications at T-Mobile.
T-Mobile is all about challenging the status quo. That's why we love our Changemaker Challenge. We want to support and motivate young people in the sweet spot of ages 13 to 23 who hope to make their communities even better.
T-Mobile is partnering with nonprofit Ashoka to select 30 winning teams with projects focused on technology, the environment, or education that will get up to $10,000 in seed funding and a trip to T-Mobile headquarters.
The Changemaker Challenge is all about giving the next generation a powerful platform to kickstart their projects for change. We can't wait to see what ideas they'll bring.
Do you have bold ideas to make the world a better place? Go to T-Mobile.com/Changemaker to join the challenge.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep going here with our focus on News Talk Radio. You can get all of this. Most of the things that we're talking about are part of what you can read and discern daily, all the headlines, talkers.com. Go there, do yourself a favor, and find out what's going on. If you like this format, a lot of people hanging Michael on every word. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher, is here, hanging on every single word that is said by your favorite talk radio host. And sometimes it gets to be a little silly, because these people are just, they're, in many cases, some of the talk radio people have been in the right place at the right time. Callers who, remember Lionel and how he got started? There's a great name. He's really quite a good talk radio host. But Mike Trevisano in Cleveland, I'm trying to think of some of the people that I know who were just callers to the radio station, and they became regular, what you just talked about, they became regulars. And they had something to say, and management picked up on it, and somebody called the guy, hey, want to try a weekend show? Let's hear what you sound like. Oh, yeah, man, I'll go on. And they wrestle it up, and Kushner in Boston is another example of that. I think, am I right or not?
Well, there are examples of it. Most callers do not have what it takes.
No, of course not.
A talk show host any more than people sitting in the stands could go out and pitch a World Series. Yeah. It's hard being a talk show host. So, yeah, some of the callers have gone on to be talk show hosts, but that's not something that happens every day.
No, that's true. Yeah. What's the podcast of the MH interview this week?
Our mutual friend Holland Cook is my guest. He's a media consultant, and we talk about the use of music and old radio jingles for KHA in Los Angeles. Quentin Tarantino used in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new movie, the DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Al Pacino.
We have a little problem with the transmission. Do you all in a second? We'll do a commercial, we'll fix it, and you'll be right back. Hold on. All right, now we fix that, and there we go. Okay. So meanwhile, you're talking about Holland Cook, who is, yes, a friend of ours.
It's a great conversation about how films are made with soundtracks and how radio sounded in 1969 in Los Angeles and some of the great stuff, man, of the jingles and all that. Yeah. It's a cool conversation. Radio freaks will love it.
What a recommendation. Radio freaks will love it.
How many people walk around giving a damn about jingles on some station in Los Angeles in 1968?
WRKO.
Yeah. You know, but...
Sound of Boss Town.
Here, Boston.
Here.
For people out there listening, here for Radio Freaks. Bum, 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 bum.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Doug Steffen on the Big Town Sound.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Los Angeles.
How's that? I have goosebumps. Well, they used those. They built the Casey Kasem jingles for that show around all those old... this is really into the weeds. What's his face?
We're below the weeds.
we're
down in a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Bill Drake.
The Drake format.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what that all
is. You still hear in some radio stations remnants of bum ba bum 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 bum.
Oh,
a sour note I just hit. I'm so sorry.
Ba ba bum bum bum.
That wasn't perfect. No, it's ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Yes, you got. Now you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, right?
Ladies and germs. But you see, by the very fact that we're having fun, there are people listening who are laughing with us.
We're not having fun.
But Kara doesn't know what the hell we're doing. People that are millennials, they don't know.
Who doesn't know
what good radio is?
Wait a second. Listening. Did you say Canada doesn't know what we're doing?
No, I said Kara, who's the...
Oh, Kara. I
just said CKLW. The Motor City.
Kara doesn't know what we're talking about.
No. Got a clue. No. Not at all.
Well.
CKLW.
But she's young and beautiful, and we're old and
beautiful. I remember with CKLW 2020 News, the guy that did the news, the 2020 newsman, had a voice that was down in his Jocko area. And so with that voice, he demanded authority. And I remember talking to one of those guys once. I said, how do you get your voice? He says, I smoke cools. And gargle with razor blades.
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, folks, if you want to hear the thing about KHJ, it's mhinterview.com.
Yes. MH as in Michael Harrison. This girl's very clever. MHinterview.com. All right. So that's it. Us having gone through the charts and then some for the week of August 12th to the 16th. Now I sound like Casey Kasem on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.